Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is the importance of flexibility when making plans. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The journey is the destination. Written and read by Whitney Hoppler. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. James 4:13 through 15, NIV. Excitement turned to disappointment for me as I read a sign saying the road to Mount Mitchell was closed. My husband and I had planned to visit the summit of Mount Mitchell, the highest mountain in the eastern United States. Hiking at the mountain summit was the highlight of our trip itinerary. We had been looking forward to it for a long time. But when we arrived, we encountered many other disappointed people turning their cars around after reading that the road was closed. It was such a windy day that a tree may have fallen over the road, but the sign gave no official reason for the closure. I struggled to stay positive as we drove away from the one destination I had wanted to visit the most on our trip to North Carolina. But farther down the Blue Ridge Parkway, we discovered a visitor center that was open. In the gift shop, we found souvenir hoodies that featured this slogan promoting the parkway. The journey is the destination. Reflecting on that changed my mindset. What's most important on our journey through life isn't a specific destination. It's the journey itself, the adventure we go on with Jesus from day to day. We can make all sorts of bucket list plans, but those individual goals are far less important than simply enjoying the journey with Jesus. Rather than focusing on a specific destination, we grow in holiness as we follow where Jesus leads us. We can find ourselves in unexpected, surprising places. Our best, most carefully crafted plans can be completely changed. Our future is uncertain. From our perspective, we can't predict it. But from God's omniscient perspective, everything is clear. Only God knows what will happen in our lives from day to day. God has great purposes for our lives, and He will help us fulfill those purposes no matter what happens. So when we make plans, we need to do so with flexibility. We shouldn't expect that our plans will never fall through. James 4:15 urges us, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Every plan we make in our fallen world is uncertain. But God's good plans for us are certain. God tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God alone holds our future in His hands. As Proverbs 19:21 points out, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. When we acknowledge God's sovereignty in our plans, it transforms our perspective. We begin to see our lives not as a series of calculated moves, but as a journey guided by God's purposes. We learn to hold our plans loosely. We allow room for God to intervene and redirect our paths according to His will. That frees us from the anxiety that's tied to our desire for certainty. We release the burden of trying to control every outcome and instead rest in the assurance that God is orchestrating every detail for good purposes. So as we make plans, let's do so with hearts surrendered to God's will. We can find joy in the journey even when our path seems uncertain. God will be with us every step of the way. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on making flexible plans, consider these questions. How often do you consider God's will when making plans for the future? How do you react when your plans are disrupted or thwarted? What will help you trust that God has a greater purpose in those moments? In what areas of your life do you struggle to surrender your plans to God's will? How can you invite God to work in those areas? What steps can you take to cultivate a mindset of humility and dependence on God in your daily planning? How can you incorporate seeking God's guidance through prayer into your decision-making process? Further reading. Proverbs 16:9. Psalm 37:5. Matthew 6:34. Ecclesiastes 3:1.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.